I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So Gracie Jane Sinclair, she's going to be here with her duo a little bit later this week as she gets ready to celebrate her debut album, at Diamond City Vault Bar and Grill this weekend. And she'll tell us more about that. In the meantime, you can check her out Wednesday night at Stone Creek Bar and Grill for an originals night with her original music, just like this one right here. She's also going to be at the Valley Country Club on Saturday night from 7 until 10, and then that big album release party coming your way. So I'm looking forward to having her in the studio later this week. Always happy to do the local music and celebrate our local talents. I'm calling Gracie like Northeast PA's sweetheart. She could possibly be the youngest girl out there playing on the circuit today. I need to know about more of our female artists. I do have another good female artist coming up too. Another great one. The next hour. And I know a few of them. I know Kate Hegarty's one. We have Jen Serretta, who's with the An Evening with Stevie. And I know Kelly, too, who's with a couple bands, Boots and Bangs being one of them. But I don't always know of everybody who's... Oh, Tori V, we've played her in the past, too. But I'm sure there's more females out there doing their thing. You can let me know about them as well as any of your favorite bands. I don't play favorites here, I don't. But Gracie, Ben, and Chuck, the trio, will all be in the studio coming up on, what afternoon is it? Wednesday afternoon. So we'll hear about the album and all that fun stuff. WILK AM 103.1 FM. It is the Nikki Stone Show, brought to you by Campus Jewelers in Luzerne. Great local people right here in our backyard, here for you. If you need a extra special something as a gift for whatever occasion or to throw in that Easter basket, I'm sure they can help you. Plus, if you're having a little hard time even thinking about buying gifts, just making those ends meet, Campus Jewelers is here for you. They've been here for 30 plus years. They're your neighbors, your friends. CampusJewelers.com. God bless you, Doug. Thanks for checking in. As we're talking about this story, now granted, unfortunately, somebody passed away and there was a wrong way driver involved. The wrong way driver happened to be intoxicated, overly intoxicated. My question, however, is, now I 100% do not believe that any convenient store, gas station, period, should be able to sell alcohol, period. I just don't feel that. I don't like it. I think it's unnecessary. There's enough other places to sell alcohol, all right? So I'm not really defending the huge convenience store on this one. But I am saying sometimes stuff happens, and how do you hold this place accountable? Because I also do not believe that bartenders need to also be babysitters for overgrown children. I mean, they could police so much. Yes, there's the responsibility, the fights, the arguments, the, okay, you're visibly intoxicated, get the hell out. That stuff, but you can't control if, like, let's say I'm out with a friend and I'm getting plastered. I'm just, you know, and they're going to the bar to buy the drinks and bringing them back to the table. And then somebody else to say, well, let's buy that drunk girl another drink. And they do. And because this stuff happens. At what point is it other people's responsibility and not just the person who has to attend to all these other people. Can you, and I don't even, the teenagers that work at the convenience store near my house wouldn't know how many times I walked in a 2 minute period, let alone a 5 hour period. So how can, I know you want somebody to pay when somebody gets hurt bad or passes away in a tragic accident. But at what point do you let go and just like, okay, God, it happened. We have to walk through this. And you can't hold the convenience store responsible. Let's see what Joe from Kingston has to say. Hello, Joe.
Hey, Nikki, I hate to say it, but I disagree with you on this one, only because my wife was a bartender for a long time, and she knew that once somebody is visibly intoxicated, you should stop serving them.
Yeah, well, hold on. I just explained all that. I was a bartender too, Joe. You're one of those people who just like to have a problem with something I say. I was a bartender.
No.
My parents owned a bar.
I'm going by the law.
I know what the law says. I know what the, if somebody.
Then why do you have a problem with it?
Okay, well, now listen, because you're not listening. This is
you
where
she
this.
She bought 9 cans of beer, right?
Okay, no.
She bought 4 and then she came back in and bought 5 more, right?
Joe, where is your brain?
Are you listening to what I have to say?
Are you listening to?
No, you're just stuck on what you want.
Hold on. All right, Jake, listen to me quickly. Jake, maybe you can follow along. You want to play mediator, maybe? You don't get paid enough for that, I know. But Jake, at 7 o'clock in the evening, they bought 4 cans of beer. 5 hours later, at 11 o'clock, they come in and buy more beer.
That's 4 hours.
Okay, 4 hours. 4 hour different. I'm sorry. Thank you for seeing. That's why I need your Nanny Coke math. All right, 4 hours later, they come back in and buy more beer. There's a 4 hour thing in there. And when you're buying cans of beer and you're buying multiple cans, there is a chance that you're sharing it with somebody, correct?
There's always that possibility.
There is that possibility. All right. That's where my question lies. How do you put the blame for this back on Sheetz?
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Joe, you got it now? Do you have the whole story?
Yep, I had it from the get-go because right. You said big cans of beer, didn't you?
I said I don't know how big the cans of beer are.
Okay, all right. She sells a 24-ounce can of beer.
Okay.
So when she's buying 4 beers, she's actually buying 8 beers. And when she buys 9 beers, she actually bought 18 beers.
All right, but you know,
and I'm
okay,
sure that
so
when
since
she got
what?
Into the accident,
okay,
hold on a second. You said you got to say what you got to say.
Okay, go
Let
ahead.
Let me just finish.
Once
she gets into the accident and they check her blood alcohol content and she's that far over, then Sheetz is responsible. Yes.
Well, how does Sheetz know? So this is what needs to be done then. So your wife's bartending, right?
She used to.
Okay, so she knows that you can only sell. So many could leave at one time out of the bar from a person. So many ounces.
Correct. So many ounces.
But how many bars allow you to buy that many ounces, walk out, walk back, right back in and buy more because their friends are camping together and doing all this? Okay.
Yep. And if they get into an accident, they should be held responsible.
So are they supposed to keep track?
They shouldn't have broke the law. It shouldn't be walk in, walk out, get as much as you want. That's why it's a law.
It's a law for, we don't know why that's a law, first of all. We do not know why that's
a
law.
Why do you think, exactly why it's a law?
Joe.
Think about it, Nikki.
Think about it. If somebody walks in 4 hours later to a place to buy, first of all,
after having 8 beers.
You don't know that
beers
she,
an hour.
How is she supposed to know if the person isn't appearing to be visibly intoxicated?
She got on the road and went the wrong way.
Well, when she got behind the wheel, she appeared to be.
Well, You can do the what ifs all day long.
I don't think she does. You know what? There comes a point. Joe, not everybody.
This person has a case. I guarantee you, Nikki.
Okay. All right.
There is a case to be had. And why shouldn't Sheets be held accountable? If she was, let's just say her blood alcohol content was 0.30. Not even twice, like three times the legal limit. And she got on the road, went the wrong way, and killed somebody. Why shouldn't Sheets be held responsible?
Why should Sheets be selling alcohol to begin with?
The beer. Well, but, that's not for me to decide, and that's not for you to decide. But once they take that on, that's their problem, right? That's why I don't sell beer out of my house, because there's too many laws.
I got you, but I also think that there comes a point in time where people have their own personal responsibility. The responsibility 100% lies on the driver in this case. And it also, bad things happen to people that you have no control over.
Yeah,
you have no control over.
It doesn't matter if it was your son or daughter that died in that accident. You would want somebody held responsible. And you know what?
Okay, you know what? This is just a
mistake of putting enough alcohol in her hands.
I am able to step back and say this: MSG affects people when they eat it in different ways. I believe that MSG caused my son's seizures. Okay, should I expect stores that sold food with MSG in it to be responsible and take it all off the shelves and not sell it to anybody or make it harder for everybody to buy it? Or with Sudafed, somebody said Sudafed, they track in real time when you're buying it to know how much somebody's buying. Somebody texted that in. All right?
Sure. And it should be.
Okay.
It could be turned into meth.
I get that. I get it, but now it's harder for you.
Just going in and buying a truckload? I mean, come on.
Well,
there's got to be a limit.
Yes, Joe, but there's also got to be, all right.
See, you're talking yourself in circles. My point is valid. Your point is not.
Well, that's a 4-hour, what if they change shifts in that time?
Well,
how are you supposed to know?
Why is it the dead person's problem?
Are you going to bring the let me ask you this, Joe. Do you bring the dead person back by winning lots of money? Does it make life better?
Not at all.
It must.
Not at all. You stop it from happening again, Nikki.
It must make life better.
That's why you go after Sheets.
But you know what?
It's not about
the money.
They
have law after law after law and going after people after going after people, and it hasn't stopped it yet. So good luck with that. You can't.
See, and that's the problem.
We need more laws, Joe.
Is that attitude?
Joe, do we need more laws to protect Joe?
No, you need to.
We should wrap Joe in bubble wrap.
How about we make it illegal? You're all for the illegalization of marijuana, and it kills less people than alcohol, but you want to defend Sheets.
Listen, I never said, I think people should be able to grow their own marijuana in their backyard. Get rid of the stores, get rid of the taxes on it, and just grow it like you would on a farm, it if you want it. All right, have
and
a great day.
Somebody-
and then, oh, but then when somebody grows too much of their own and they don't know how to do it, got to go to break. We'll continue. Nikki Six is coming up. WILK AM. That's like saying I'm going to sue the gunman. Your factor, because the gun was the reason the person got to, I don't know what you're just, well, people sue the gun manufacturers. But two, we see that. They say that it's the gun maker's fault that somebody used it. That's what I'm saying. You cannot control that stuff. You cannot control certain things in life. Some things are just out of our control. And I mean, there's so many cases where don't you wish there was somebody to sue? I mean, I guess COVID taught us that if you weren't wearing the mask and you made somebody else get sick, then maybe you should have been sued too, I suppose. I get what the law is. But there's a lot of gray area in that law. It's 4 hours later that they bought more. 4 hours. We'll be back, WILK.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love Love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.